Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Grab your board. Grab your boots. Grab your tent. Live it up this fall with a low lease on the sporty 2024 Corolla. Adventure-ready RAV4 Hybrid, rugged Tacoma, and even the new all-hybrid 2025 Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. That's 93024. Welcome to the Sharks Training Camp Report.
Mackenzie, last season was certainly monumental in your career, moving from New Jersey to the Sharks and opening up with a 50-save performance against the Colorado Avalanche that got you enamored with the fans. But give us an idea of the ups, the downs, the positives, the negatives, and what was really a tough year.
Yeah, for me, you know, it was a year that I wanted to come in and play a lot of games, stay healthy, work on my game, and you know, keep progressing the way I thought I should. You know, my game coming into last year wasn't really where I wanted to be, but in a season with a lot of, you know, negativity and tough losses, there was a silver lining for me in the sense of, you know, getting to play a lot, growing my game, and just being able to feel like my game was improving in the right direction. So it was, you know, not all bad for me.
One thing that Mike Greer has tried to do from the moment he became the general manager was make this team a tougher team to play against, to have very talented young players along with some really capable veterans to guide the young guys along. And now I'm seeing Tyler Toffoli here. I'm seeing Alex Wennberg here. You know, Jake Walman coming to the team. Tell us about what that means to see those guys continue to come in to provide fresh troops.
Yeah, it's important. I think that's, you know, often overlooked when you have a young team that's, you know, developing and finding their way. You need to have, you know, good leadership in the room and on the ice. So, you know, you can have all the young talent you want, but if you don't have the older guys to kind of lead the way, they can kind of get lost along the way. So I think they've done a great job of bringing in guys to help, you know, show the younger guys what it takes day in and day out.
What do you make of the young talent that's coming in here?
It's exciting. Very reminiscent of New Jersey a few years ago with, you know, Jack Hughes and all them. But, yeah, it's great. I mean, they've done a great job of drafting. They've got a lot of young, exciting prospects coming up. So I think the organization's getting an injection of energy and talent. So it's exciting to see.
Ryan Warsofsky was the coach of the defense in front of you, and obviously he is now the head coach of the hockey team. You've got Doug Huda coming in here as a veteran guy to help shore that up. What does it mean to have a couple of defensemen in those positions as we get this season started?
Yeah. Obviously, we had Warsy last year as the D coach. Great to see him get an opportunity as the head. You know, he was great. He had good detailed meetings, sees the game well. You know, it's great to have defensive-minded coaches because, you know, it's not always all about offense. Offense is sexy, but defense wins you games. So, you know, I think it's good to have a mix of both, and I think they'll bring that.
What does it mean to have Vitek Vanacek here? I know that you guys played together in New Jersey.
Yeah, he's a great guy. You know, when he came over, you know, at the trade deadline, Capo kind of had an idea. He was heading out, and you know, me and Capo had a great relationship, but, you know, getting a guy like Vitek in here is another guy I got along with really well, and, you know, he's got a good personality on him. He's always happy, so it's great to have good people around you day in and day out throughout the course of the season.
I don't know how sensitive this is, but Yaroslav Askarov was just acquired. He's a number one draft pick. He's got a good future ahead of him. You know what it's like to be a guy that comes in as a young guy and has expectations on him. What's it going to be like to work with him?
Yeah, it's exciting. I've skated with him a few times. He's very talented. He's got a lot of potential. My advice for him right off the bat would be, you know, it's great to have a lot of buzz and hype around you. It gets you a lot of opportunities, but you have to make sure you continue to work and develop your game, because getting to the NHL is an accomplishment, but staying and having success is another. So yeah, just continue to work and continue to try and get better, and he'll have a bright future.
Your season ended with a little bit of a tweak, but other than that, you were really healthy for most of the year, which was one of the goals that you have. You're great coming into training camp now, but tell us about what the next step is for you.
I think the next step for me is, you know, following up last year with another healthy year, continuing to work on my game and finding more consistency day in and day out with my play. So I think just taking the next steps is going to be important for me, just continuing to push to see how good I can get my play to be day in and day out.
How has your appreciation of just the general San Jose area grown since you joined the team?
It's been amazing. I love it out here. Living out here has been a blessing, and the weather's great, the people are awesome, the organization's great, so I've had nothing but good things to say about being here.
Any final things to say to Sharks fan base as you get set for the year?
We're excited for the season, and we look forward to seeing you out there on the first game.
Thanks, McKenzie.
Thank you.